you have a weird shadow on you, or have you done something different with your face?
A beard.
Oh. That's actually a beard?
Yeah.
All right. It's pieces of a beard, but who grows a beard in the summer?
Beard is not a pieces of a beard. It's a full beard.
That's a
what are you talking about?
It's barely a beard. It looks like a shadow on your face. It looks like someone, like while you were sleeping.
It's a man's beard.
It looks like
it's a man's beard.
You walked by a chimney and there was some ash coming out of it or something. It's barely a beard. That's why I was like, is that a weird shadow on your face or is that actually facial hair?
No, it's not a weird shadow. It's a beard. See how it's a lot of gray in there, and that's why it looks like it's not all there.
Right. Okay. So the fact that it doesn't look good should tell you something. The fact that as soon as I saw your face, well, it was, and I asked if there was like something wrong with your face. Is there a shadow? And if your answer is no, this is a beard, then the next thing should be, you know what? I need to go get shaved.
Oh, well, I don't need to get shaved. I can shave myself. I don't need have somebody else do it.
Apparently you can't.
I just haven't shaved in like a week, so.
That's a week's growth.
Yeah.
I get more hair on my legs in a week.
Well, that's your problem. No, because usually I shave twice a week. So this is my
twice a week.
Yeah, I don't shave every day.
You don't have to.
Nobody has time for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I only do it maybe once or twice a week.
But if I ask you, is that dirt on your face or a shadow? And you tell me it's a beard, then that means it's not really a very good beard. You're not a beard person. You shouldn't. If I have to ask what's on your face, if I don't recognize immediately, oh, look, he grew a beard. Then there's something wrong with your face or your beard or this. I'm wrong. Something's wrong there.
So when people see me, they say that looks like dirt on your face.
It looks like you are in a softball game and you slid into home.
and haven't taken a shower since.
And haven't taken a shower since. That's all that looks like.
It looks all good.
No.
Mm-hmm. You should probably,
you know what you need? A mirror. and then a razor. You need a mirror and a razor. And I would say probably get them together.
Shaving cream maybe too.
Shaving cream, you know, pre-shave oil. Just go for it.
See, that's my problem is I don't have anybody in my life to tell me how ridiculous things look. So I'm glad I have you.
Yes, that's my job to tell you something's wrong with your face.
See, nobody in my life will tell me anything. They don't even look. I don't even think people look at me. So you're the only one that looks. So you're the only one I have to say you should shave. But now I'm not going to shave just because it's going to piss you off.
Oh, you can look stupid every day if you want to. I don't care. Go ahead. Keep on looking stupid. People are not saying anything to you because they're embarrassed for you. They're trying to be nice.
Oh, is that it?
I'm not nice.
Oh, so they think my beard looks like crap. So they don't say anything. They just say, hopefully he will look himself one day and see that it looks bad.
Well, or they're looking, thinking, is he trying to grow a beard? What is he doing? Is this like some radio thing? It's not Movember.
It's
like,
no Shavember.
No, this is all very confusing, whatever's going on in your face. Because it's like, it's patchy, and then it's all different colors. So it looks like maybe you were in a movie, and they took the beard off, but they left the glue. That's what that looks like.
I'm like Wolverine, but they just stopped. And, right. And thanks. Yeah. Thank you. You've lifted my self-esteem right up there today. Thank you.
You know, when I walk in a head-to-toe flower dress and you don't stop making fun of me for a second.
I have not said shit about your bangs.
Did you want to say anything about my bangs? They're adorable. What are you talking about?
You know what? If you took your hair and yes. pulled it back like that, uh-huh. You would look like you have a bowl cut. Remember the bowl cuts from the 70s?
No, that your mom
would,
alive then.
That your mom would give you?
No, because I wasn't alive then.
Okay, that's what you have going on there.
Well, it's because I've been cutting my own bangs.
It's been a year, and you can't figure out what to do with your hair.
That's a good point.
It's been a year.
I know. It's been a year, and I still have been cutting my own. Because all I'm doing is the bangs. Because as soon as I walk in, I went to a hairstylist the other day because I was talking to him about doing like a different color or something. He's like, Mary, we got to cut your hair also. And I was like, no. See, if you say to them, I just want to do the bangs, they won't. They want to cut everything. And it's just, you know, I'm like Samson. That's where my strength comes from. I remember I had a boyfriend once who talked me into cutting my hair short. Mm-hmm. And I was immediately invisible to men. Immediately.
When you left the beauty salon this week yes. or last week, whenever you went, did they let you out the front door or did they let you walk out the back door? Because you don't want to walk past a beauty salon and see somebody with your hair walking out of it.
It's a good point. I'm not good advertising for them.
No, you'd be like, what the hell are they doing in there? That's not a good place to go.
Well, I left with my bicycle because they let me keep my bicycle in there. So maybe they thought I was a messenger. So it's okay.
Cooper must use the side door. Yeah. I mean, I think they say we should cut your hair and you say no. Then they say, okay, you have to leave out the back.
Right. Well,
with this hat on.
You know, here's the main problem. It's my friend's salon, and I know they'll do my hair for free. And they, as it is, because the way the New York State has it, they're only allowed to have a certain amount of chairs, and they're packed. So I'm not going to be like, okay, so you had 50 clients a day. Now you have 18. You know, please empty a chair for me, the not paying client. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like that. I feel like it's too rude to do. Once they're back to normal and they can have as many people as they want in there and they can bring all the chairs back in, you know, then I'll sponge off of him and ask for a free haircut and free hair color. But until then, you know, I feel so bad doing that. Who do I see besides you, my boyfriend? Screw it. You guys, this is what I look like.
And everybody
you're stuck with me
on Twitch.